In the behaviour and habits of human beings, there are many examples of marked asymmetry, the most obvious deriving from the fact that most people are right-handed. The right hand is controlled by the left side of the brain, and the left hand by the right side of the brain. So right-handedness is actually a phenomenon of left-brainedness. At one time, it was thought that babies are born with no genetic tendency to favour either hand, that the handedness of a child is solely the result of parental training. This view is strongly expressed by Plato. In the use of the hand, we are, as it were, maimed by the folly of our nurses and mothers, Plato writes in Book 7 of his Laws. For although our several limbs are by nature balanced, we create a difference in them by bad habit. Favouring one hand over the other is of little consequence, the Greek philosopher goes on to say, in such tasks as playing the lyre, which must be held in one hand and pulled with the other. But in such sports as boxing and wrestling, especially in hand-to-hand battle combat, it is essential that a man learn to use both hands with equal skill. For this reason, he argues, children should be trained to use both hands equally for all tasks. Today, we know that Plato was badly mistaken. As Aristotle correctly pointed out, our arms are not balanced by nature. An inherited tendency for most people to favour the right hand is universal throughout the human race, and for as far back as history provides reliable evidence. Cultural anthropologists have yet to find a society or even a local tribe in which left-handedness is the rule. Native Americans, Maoris, Africans all are right-handed. The ancient Egyptians, Greeks and Romans were right-handed. Of course, if you go far enough back in history, the evidence for right-handedness becomes scanty and indirect. It has to be deduced from such clues as the shapes of tools and weapons and pictures showing men at work and in battle. In drawing a face in profile, a right-handed person finds it easier to draw the face facing left, a fact that also serves as a clue to the handedness of prehistoric men. Anthropologists who have investigated the handedness of primitive man do not agree among themselves, so no firm conclusions can be drawn. But there is no disagreement about the right-handedness of all societies since the beginning of recorded history.